Hello and welcome to my random thoughts. This is a podcast where I tell all of you guys all the random thoughts I have, whether they are when I'm late night gaming or when I'm trying to fall asleep. If you are more interested in this topic, click the link below to go to my website and post your random thoughts too. And hey, maybe I'll feature one in one of my future podcasts. And without any further ado, let's get into it. All right, so ice pops. If you ever had an ice pop, you'll know that the tasty frozen treat isn't the only thing to look forward to. Most of you who are listening right now know what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, it's the melted little bit of sugary, liquidy, tasty frozen melted ice at the bottom of the wrapper. If you know, you know, because sometimes when I'm eating an ice pop, I just like want to put it out in the sun and wait until it's all melted and then just slurp it right up. It is a very tasty summer snack because I'd imagine they're not super expensive and they're cold. You know, everything cold is good in summer. If you've ever had a lemonade stand, you know that in the summer, you gotta have ice. I mean, if you're eating lemonade, generally you want ice. But we're getting off track. We're saying the ice pops are arguably the most delicious frozen treat if you let the little bit melt. Because, yeah, it's just so freaking delicious. Before we get on to topic two, we're going to share a little word from our sponsor, randomproducts.co. If you've ever wanted to scare your friend using the creepiest, googliest eyes ever, then randomitems.com is for you. Because they have a wide variety of very interesting prank things. Like, you know, like the can snakes, you know, the snake in the can. They have like basically zap anything. It's a really good website, and I just want to thank randomitems.com for sponsoring. Ice cream is good for practically every scenario. I'm talking about when it's a hot summer day and you just got done doing an activity like mountain biking or playing basketball. It just hits the spot when you're just really hot and you gotta, you know, cool down because, you know, it's cold and you're supposed to keep it in the freezer. Ice cream can help you in that scenario. You know, my personal favorite ice cream flavor is probably Oreo. It's a really good ice cream flavor because it has my two other favorite flavors combined. It's got Oreo plus cookie dough. And honestly, it is so freaking good. You can get it from Handles. It's like an ice cream shop that I've never heard of until I did go there one time. But it's honestly so freaking good. And not sponsored, by the way. It is. Oreo is the way to go. But the one downside is you can. It's so good and sugary. You can legit taste the sugar. Before we get on to topic three, I am going to tell you all about Dum Dums. That's right, those delicious little suckers that you would get in like elementary or middle school, maybe even high school, I don't know yet. But Dum Dums are just so amazing because they're just on the go. They're small, so like if you have a meeting or anything, you just pop one in, and then by the time it's coming up, then it's already gone. So yeah, Dum Dums for every brew. If you don't already know, NPC stands for non-player character. You can find these in basically every adventure game like Terraria, Minecraft, Breath of the Wild, just to name a few. These are typically unlocked by completing major milestones in the game. Some may sell you things, others may just be like very annoying and not want to do anything, or others could like give you advice and tell you what to do next. But one thing is for sure, most of the time they're very freaking annoying to make them do what you want.
Yeah, like the villagers in Minecraft, you can't ever get a good trade from them. They always want like 10 emeralds for a single diamond pickaxe that's not even enchanted, and maybe even a gold pickaxe for 5 emeralds. It's not worth it. And then when you kill them, oh, they stick a bodyguard on you that's like made of freaking iron, and you just can't do anything. They have annoying voices, too, sometimes.
Yeah, if you have your game volume up too much on Minecraft, you might want to end up, like, wanting to die. Because all they do is, for infinity, and it's very annoying. Thank you all for listening to the Random Thoughts podcast. I'm your host, Easton Ossop, and I'll see you next time.